Yeah, I can see that being very important right now as, again, like you said, businesses are struggling and families are struggling to try to put that burden back would be very difficult. Okay, so are there any other relief packages that you're focused on at this time or hearing about that we don't know?
Well, as I said, we expect to be back in Washington early next week, and we hope to see another major bill begin to move through the House. And I think the state and local provisions that I discussed will be part of it. We also hope that some of the small business issues that I discussed will be part of it. We need to provide more support for our frontline workers. And I think as we're, you know, into and finishing up the second month of this pandemic, and it's hard to believe where we are in time right now, we need to talk about another round of direct support payments to individuals and families so they can help, so they can weather this crisis. This has put a lot of strain on our families, particularly those that aren't able to be on the job or you know, have been displaced from their jobs. So we've got to make sure they can deal with their monthly bills so that they come out of this still standing.
Now, you've been very active here in the Mount Washington Valley, of course, this being one of your areas that you represent, working with community leaders and listening to them and trying to find out what kind of help is needed here. And actually, I was part of a Zoom meeting with you last week and some town leaders here in Conway. What were some of the key issues that you see that are coming out of the Washington Valley area at this time that you've heard about?
Well, part of the conversation is always around, you know, the community life, the economic life of the valley, issues pertaining to tourism, and, you know, what is safe at what point in time. And so there are a lot of questions around, you know, what activities should be permitted, whether, you know, the trailheads should be back open, what sort of usage we should see on campgrounds moving forward. So that's always part of the conversation. But what I find is that, you know, folks are very open about wanting to share their point of view and really want to work collaboratively. And I think we've seen in, you know, many significant ways, you know, individuals, families, businesses stepping forward to try to provide support for the community. And so I've certainly heard that in all of my conversations. But, you know, top of mind for everyone that I've spoken with, regardless of where they live, is the issue of testing and making sure that we have greater access to testing. So the state took some steps forward this week, in part because of the funding that's coming from Washington to do that, but also we need the resources to be able to have the swabs and the chemicals needed to ramp up testing. But we have additional sites that are open. There are mobile teams that can get out into places like nursing homes that have had, you know, some really severe cases and deaths. And in addition to that, there's a portal that the state set up where you can go and request a test even without the referral from your doctor if you feel like you need one. Anyone over 60 is able to do that, or anyone who is symptomatic. So those are some good steps forward on the testing front. But folks do recognize that in order for us to reopen businesses, to talk about how we can safely get back out there, we need to be able to identify this and stay ahead of it. And those testing tools are absolutely crucial for us to do that. So we're still behind where we need to be. We're making some strides, but we have more ground to cover in order for us to prevent the resurgence that unfortunately some think is over the horizon if we're not careful.
And one other question here before we get going. Does the state have a way to monitor what's going to be happening as we start opening stores in the area and restaurants outside anyway at first? Are we going to be watching? Is there some kind of a system set up to see what happens, to know how far we can open? Do we need to pull back? What do we need to do?
Well, I think the, you know, data and public health guidance has to be what guides us moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so those, you know, our public health officials are going to be watching closely in terms of what we see. We do need to, as I said, build out, you know, testing and also the contact tracing team that can identify folks who have COVID-19 and the folks that they've come into contact with. That's critically important. So all those pieces need to be there so that we can get the data to understand where this virus continues to exist in our state and, you know, how it is spreading through, you know, particular behaviors. It is important for the time being that we all maintain social distancing wherever possible, that we wear masks when we're in public. And so for those who are back at work, it's really important, especially if you're interfacing with the public, that you're able to deploy those practices. The state has set up resources to provide that PPE, the personal protective equipment like masks and gloves, to businesses that do need it for their workers. And you can go online at nh.gov to find out how to obtain that through the local DMV. But that's absolutely essential that we continue to modify behavior for the time being so that we know, we're all doing our part. But the data, the testing, and the public health information gathering is going to be crucial to know when we can get to that next stage.
Okay. And do you have any final thoughts as we move on here?
Well, I know it continues to be a concerning time. Obviously, we're hopeful that New Hampshire's headed in the right direction. We've obviously seen a leveling off of some of the numbers in our state, but the virus is still here, and it's going to be with us for some time, and we've got to all continue to do our part. So, we're all looking forward to some warmer weather ahead, maybe, the next couple of days, notwithstanding with some snow in the forecast. But, we've got to continue to listen to our public health community to give us the proper information to know what to do and to know how we can help.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Congressman Pappas. And I want to thank you for all your great work and being very active and available to the areas you serve. It's really been noticeable, especially to me as a business owner, and it's been fantastic to see you reaching out and doing everything you can. Very, very reassuring.
Well, it's nice to come on the show with you, and we just encourage folks to reach out to us. They can get us on the phone at 285-4300 or online at pappas.house.gov. We have a large constituent services team that's been really working 7 days a week around the clock to try to assist people. So no issue is too big or too small. We hope folks continue to reach out if they need help.
Great. That sounds fantastic. Well, you have a great weekend.
All right. You as well. Take care. Nice to be on with you.
Thank you very much.
Special thanks to Congressman Pappas for coming on the air with us here during Drive Time. I do want to thank our sponsors. That is Cooper Cargill Chant, Leona McDonald and Roberts, and Settlers Green. We are on WMWV 93.5 and Magic 104. This has been Drive Time.